Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Welcome to my show.
It's not your show anymore.
Well, I know.
I bought it. I got $1 million from my deal with the NFL. The National Flatulence Litigators.
Ah.
They sue you for being a little too...
gassy.
Gassy. Thank you.
Gaseous.
That's right.
Yeah, flatulent.
Well, do you want to tell our audience where we are tonight?
We're live outside the studio.
Yeah.
Which is why you might hear a high level of background noise.
It's a bit, yeah.
If you'll excuse me, I have a bit of a cough. I'm getting over the plague.
It nearly killed him.
It did kill me, to be fair.
He's dead. We brought him back.
Yeah, my heart stopped half a dozen times. And thankfully, the good doctors were able to bring me back. And here I am for the show.
Now he's heartless.
I don't have a heart anymore. I have a machine that just kind of pumps air. I don't have blood anymore either.
Yeah, he's kind of bloated like a balloon.
So that's why we're not in the studio. They're actually remodeling it to fit my new body, which is about 10 times the size that it used to be.
Yep, but you can float.
I'm like Kirby, so I can just kind of bounce.
Right.
Bounce from one place to another.
The funny thing is, you don't really have control over it.
No.
It just happens.
And the wind tends to take me places, so.
Right.
You know, in a way, I think it's a nice... it's a nice escape
from
normal life. Because I go outside, I get through the doorway when I can get through a doorway.
It's hard
usually a garage door.
Right.
And just let the wind take me somewhere. Like a hot air balloon. Only it's much less comfortable. And I'm still covered in skin, so when I hit things, it still hurts.
It's like a hot air balloon made out of your own body.
Yeah. It's exactly it. So back to our original question. We are outside the studio.
Yep.
We are watching the National Flatulent Litigators Parade.
Yes, it's fantastic.
It's flatulently fantastic.
It is. And, it doesn't smell at all because they're the ones protecting against flatulence in America. So if you give them a call at 1-800-572-7800, they're going to help you out.
7800. Yep.
They're going to help you out. Why don't you do that now?
Yeah, we actually have a phone line open.
Yeah, we got a phone line.
So we're hoping that somebody will call in because we are big fans and definitely not sponsors or not being sponsored by the NFL.
No, not at all.
I guess going back to our original story, you purchased the podcast.
I did.
For the grand sum of $2.
Well, it was
explain to our listeners how that occurred.
Well, I was downtown. I was downtown and a man walks up to me and he says, "Hey, listen, I got $2 for you. I'd like you to do something that you really want to do. Maybe you'd want to, hurt a friend or..." Mm-hmm. Or help yourself out in some way.
Yeah, and so when the guy said, hurt a friend, immediately.
The first thing I thought of.
My face popped into his head.
It was there before, actually. It happened
to overlay.
It'd
be funny to me if it weren't so tragic that now my podcast, my beautiful, hard-earned podcast, is gone.
It was never yours.
Slipped through my fingers.
You've never done this on your own.
Like it was nothing.
You've never done this.
Yeah, I have. No. All 50 years I've been doing this podcast.
Well, you have a new life, literally.
My new life is being your co-host, so I don't know what kind of life that is.
Well, you're a balloon, and you're hosting a show that I own, so we're going to do the best thing we can with this, and
I will say I'm proud of myself for being able to stay on the ground long enough to sit in front of our microphone setup.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
That's pretty tough.
I know. You're tethered, and our studio ranch hand, Diane, you keep bumping into her.
She likes it. It's okay.
That's
She's
sexual harassment, sir.
I know, but it's
you
okay.
Can't say she likes it.
Diane, do you like when I... No? Oh, well. All right. Well, she doesn't.
You're going to get sued.
I guess that's probably the paperwork she handed to me.
Oh. We'll be right back.
New from Animal Rights Incorporated, Vega Sticks.
We got these vegan stickers for you and your kids.
Totally biodegradable.
Made from not animals.
These stickers are the best stickers that you will ever stick on any item ever.
You can stick them on yourself, other animals, other people, other planets.
And you can stick them to yourself.
Wow.
Mom, it won't come off. It's burning.
Mom, it won't come off. It's burning.
Mom, it won't come off. It's burning.
That is the desired effect of Vega Sticks. Pick up a box today at your local grocery store.
All right, so we're here in the field. Dan's out in the field.
I'm out in the field.
He's out in the field with some of our parade guests.
I'm here speaking with Nancy Wallace. She is a farm cultivator for the NFL. So Nancy, what are you doing out here today?
I'm really happy to be here right now with all y'all. I really like to take care of the field when I'm out here. It's kind of like my job.
So what does that entail exactly when you're out in the field?
So like I really like take a lot of time, like, you know, like meticulously, like I just kind of like go through each blade of grass and make sure it's like, you know, firm enough so when like the people run on it, like they, you know, there's enough spring. You know what I mean?
Fascinating. So Matt, I believe our co-host Matt had a couple questions for you.
Yeah. So can you ask our guest what the grass tastes like?
So when you're eating the grass like you do, what does the mouth feel? You know how we have different sorts of, you know, we have savory and sweet and umami. So what does grass feel like in your mouth?
I mean, like, I don't eat the grass because it's like sacred ground, you know?
No, you do. Everyone eats. I've seen you eat the grass.
You have
grass in your mouth right now.
To that. So it's like sacred ground. I could get fired.
Well, I mean, this is a groundbreaking investigative report, so you can be honest with us. We're only going to release it to the entirety of the internet.
No further questions and no comments.
Well, Dan, ask her maybe in theory what it would taste like.
So I understand you're not allowed to speak about the grass that you may or may not be eating. I understand that, and I respect that completely. But as a completely unrelated, as a hypothetical situation, if you were eating grass, what would it taste like?
I don't want to comment on that, so I'm sorry.
So you can't even provide sort of a hypothetical. Can I eat some of the grass? Would that be okay?
Nope. I'm responsible for all the grass, so no.
Wow, she's a tough cookie.
Objection. I'd like to hold our witness in contempt.
You know, it's my lunchtime. I need to go eat some food.
We just have a few more questions.
Okay.
So what is your favorite tool of the trade in the grass industry?
I have these scissors, right? And they just my daddy gave them to me. They were passed down from my grandfather because they all did the same job. You know, they kind of got kind of roped into the same job. It's kind of in my blood, you know. So yeah, these scissors, I sharpen them every day. I mean, sometimes I cut my finger a little bit, but you know, sometimes the blood actually will help, you know, grass grow even more. So you know, I actually, when I cut the blades, usually it takes me like a couple months, you know, but that's just for like a little patch. So I mean, I really have my work cut out for me. It takes a long time.
Well, Dan, you know, since you're out there in the field, why don't you ask our interviewee here what the atmosphere is like out there? What's going on?
Matt, for some reason, I apologize in advance for this, but Matt wants to know what your favorite color is. You know, this isn't at all related to anything you've been speaking of. I thought that the scissor bit was fascinating.
I think you're off script here.
But yeah, he really just wants to know what your favorite color is.
Well, you know, some people might think because I work with grass as my profession that it's green, yeah, but really it's not. It's red. Don't interrupt me when I'm trying to.
My apologies.
I'm really trying
I'm so
to
sorry.
Talk
I'm
here.
So sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
You're really
so
on.
It's red because I see a lot of blood. Unfortunately, you know, my fingers are pretty cut up. You know, most of the time.
You're
so
on dangerous ground here, Dan.
Does that answer the?
Well, he's not happy with that answer. He's sort of a blood. He has a blood phobia, so he's actually kind of.
I see. If only you could see
my face
well,
right now.
You know, if the scissors didn't need to be so sharp, then maybe you know I wouldn't really. But you know, I take my job really seriously, and like you know, I didn't go to school or anything like that. But you know, my granddad.
It sounds like it.
Oh, really?
Wow,
sometimes you need to move on. You know, like, man, you could have went to college, you know. I mean, like,
you should have listened to them.
Really should write a book, you know, about this grass business, like, since it, you know, it's passed down and everything.
Dan,
so, you know,
Dan, I think you
got
need
a
to move
good
on.
Inheritance.
I think you're
well, I'm getting the red flag that it is time to move on. So,
thank you
so much, Nancy?
Nancy Wallace, and if you have any further questions, I'm going to be eating my lunch in the lunchroom, so you can come and find me.
I won't, but thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, fine. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
have a good day.
You too. Thanks. All bye.
Right. Bye.
Dan's still on the scene with jubilant people out there celebrating tonight. So, Dan, what are you seeing out there?
I'm seeing lots of people, lots of confetti, a shocking amount of glitter. I'm not really happy with the amount of glitter I'm seeing, to be honest.
Is it on you?
It's on. It's all over me. I mean, really? It's all over everything. If there's just Godzilla. That was one of our many fans of the show.
Yeah.
He misinterpreted the logo on my shirt.
Yeah.
It's actually the Japanese Godzilla.
Well, that's, you know, maybe the glitter is obscuring it.
It is. It's definitely obscuring a very large part of it. We actually have a fan who wants to...
Yeah.
He's a fan of the show, and he wanted to say a few words.
Yeah, get over
His
there.
His name is Michael. So, Michael, what do you... You've been kind of standing behind me, staring for about 20 minutes. What did you have to say?
Sounds creepy.
You have nice buttons on your shirt.
That's great. I'm wearing a t-shirt, so there's no buttons on my shirt.
No, you have buttons on your shirt.
No.
Dan, where are you finding these people?
He's been standing behind me this whole time. I felt like if I didn't acknowledge him, he was just going to get...
You need better interpersonal skills.
He's touching me.
Would you play with your buttons on your shirt?
There's no buttons on your shirt. Sir, you're going to need to back away.
Not before I play with the buttons on the shirt.
Okay, here you go. Here's my shirt. Okay. I'm taking my shirt off.
No, please.
There you go. He's got my shirt now. I'm no longer wearing a shirt.
I feel
he's
very playing, out of control.
He's playing with my
lack
shirt.
Lack of control.
This
right
is
now.
Your fault, Matthew.
This is very
you did this to me.
Your button.
No, okay. There's no buttons.
You know, I find this ironic considering the sexual harassment from earlier.
I guess what goes around comes around.
That's the theme of tonight.
All right, he's gone. I no longer have a shirt.
Be
I'm
careful
need
out
some
there.
Therapy
Look,
after this, but
we don't,
he's gone.
We don't need one of our own dying in the field today.
That's right. That's right. And because there's only two of us.
Yeah, that's right.
There's not that many ones to lose.
That's right.
I'm kind of hesitant.
Next
to go
time, out. Wear a button shirt.
So we have another guy that wants to say hello.
All right.
Actually, it's as I got closer, it's actually not a guy. It's sort of a. It's a girl, I guess. Hi. What's your name?
Sam.
Hi, Sam.
You sound kind of nervous.
What do you want?
We're doing a podcast. I just want to say, anything to say on the show.
I think something's happened.
My father died in a glitter factory.
I mean, there's just so much glitter everywhere, so I understand why you wouldn't want to be exposed to glitter.
Did that man do something to Dan?
How was your day?
Itchy.
I understand that. It's very itchy. Matthew, I need to go. Sam is 7 feet tall and 500 pounds, and she's following me down the street.
Okay, well...
There's someone else.
You're walking around the field. I just want to let you know. Like, just be careful.
It's Nancy again.
I just worked on a bunch of that, like, patch right there.
You got to be careful with these people.
Nancy, thank you.
Are you getting mobbed?
Nancy, I don't have a shirt.
Are you okay?
I noticed. That's why I wanted to protect my grass.
Are you saying that there's cow pies?
No, I just want to protect my grass. So I'm
okay.
You're walking a little, you know.
Dan,
there's grass for miles around. I can't see anything else except grass. What do you want me to?
You know, this is my life, and so you know, I just want to make sure you're protecting the grass.
That's awesome, but I don't know how.
Dan, I've been informed that there's a woman in a plaid shirt that has been calling into the show. She's right next to you. She wants to talk to you.
Plaid shirt.
Yeah, plaid shirt.
Big glasses.
Yeah, big glasses.
Like giant feet. Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Hello, what is your name?
Gertrude Johnson.
Gertrude Johnson. Would you prefer Gertrude, Mrs. Johnson, Miss Johnson, Ms. Johnson?
Mrs. Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson. Fantastic. So, Mrs. Johnson, what brings you out to the NFL parade today?
I'm a librarian.
Oh, a librarian.
You sound very excited about
What's
that.
What's a librarian doing at the NFL parade?
Looking for books.
There's no books at the NFL parade. You understand?
There is.
This is the National Flatulence Litigation Parade. There's only lawyers, and gas here.
You know, Dan, you don't seem to be getting along with many of the people out there.
Well, you know I'm antisocial. I don't like talking to people.
Well, then why did we send you out?
You need to come to Waterloo.
You need to control your microphone,
you need
sir.
To come to Waterloo.
Oh my God, she's stolen the microphone.
Come to Waterloo.
We'll be right back.
Do you struggle from chronic back pain?
Ow, my back!
I'm Robert Framson, co-director and leader of the Back Pain Renewal Project. Our goal is to relieve our users of back pain forever through the use of intense vertebrae surgery, which removes all traces of the spine.
I feel so great now that I ordered this product.
Order now and receive a free colonoscopy.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back in my podcasting seat.
Sounded pretty rough out there.
It was. I still don't have a shirt. My microphone's gone. And I'm pretty sure Nancy stole like $30 from me while she was talking to me.
Yeah, I shouldn't have sent you out there. I know that every time I put you near people, you just can't help but, to use an NFL term, fumble it.
It's a term that they use.
They.
I was only using, yes, the NFL people.
The NFL people.
Yeah. Is that racist in some way?
Yes.
How does that not describe them perfectly? They're part of the NFL league.
You know, I have a problem with you.
What is the problem?
The studio has a shirt policy. You have to be wearing a shirt and shoes.
Well, that's good, because in the meantime, while I was walking back,
you're gonna have to leave.
I found a homeless man.
Yeah.
And the homeless man was carrying. You're never gonna guess this. Well, what do you think that the homeless man was carrying?
Human kidneys. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he actually didn't have any kidneys. He had discarded them.
Donated them, perhaps?
No, he literally
just
cut them out of himself
in
front of me
and
got rid of. Yeah, but before that,
he had your shirt.
He did die afterwards.
Okay.
But before that,
thank God,
he produced the deed to my studio.
Oh.
So his name was Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Does that name ring a bell? He smelled like old broccoli.
Yeah, Martin Flamperston.
Yep. So somehow, Mr. Flamperston got the deed to my studio.
I really don't know how he did that, and you don't deserve it.
I know, but it's my studio again. So I am enacting a no-shirt policy, so I'm going to need you to go ahead and take your shirt off.
I can't do that.
Why?
I don't have any nipples.
That's not a reason.
Why would you laugh? That's terrible.
Because the thought of you without nipples fascinates me.
That disturbs
that
me.
That I can't fully explain.
Well, I'm gonna have to leave.
No, you're part of the clause now is that you're part of the studio forever.
Dan,
yes.
I'd like to request on air. We have a caller. She's asking that you eat a tortilla chip. That's fantastic.
Any other requests from our callers?
Yeah, we're getting one now about eating an entire piece of pizza in one bite.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode.
No, I'm looking at the clock, actually. I think we got a little bit...
No, we definitely don't have enough time for me to eat an entire slice of pizza.
Well, maybe just one bite. There's ASMR people out there.
So
they like this kind of stuff.
I do wonder where this pizza came from, but anything for the listeners.
That's right.
That's good pizza.
Yeah. It came from our sponsors, Fred Jack's Pizza Palace.
I love Fred Jack's. I go
know,
there every Tuesday.
I know. Their secret ingredient is pepper jack cheese.
Oh.
I know.
Why'd you have to spoil that for me? I'm allergic to pepper jack.
I know.
I'm like violently allergic.
That's why I ordered
it. I hope you unclog the toilet.
There's
while
a clause going. In the deed to the studio that mm-hmm. says if you go into anaphylactic shock specifically from pepper jack cheese, the studio's ownership reverts to me.
That's sort of the most ridiculous clause I've ever heard.
You signed
anything,
it.
So I don't know if I can... I'm going to have to go ahead and deny that. I'm going to veto that clause. No, I didn't. That's not my signature. That is literally an X and a zero. That's not my signature, so it wasn't me.
We got some noise here. It's somewhat incessant.
Someone's at the door. Can you go get that, please?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay, you're here. All right, fine. What do you want?
Hello.
Hello. We have a 2-year-old in the studio.
It seems like we have no security in the studio.
Where am I? Where's my mommy?
You're in the studio for episode zero.
Confused.
Who are you?
You may. You may need to call the police.
This is a podcast. We're live.
We're live.
You're ruining the show.
What's the show?
It's the show. It's our podcast.
Can I be
How do you
on the
not
show?
Recognize
can
us?
Can I be on the show?
Well, I
no,
think it's
well,
a little too late.
Now.
It's a little
can
too
I be
late.
The show?
Yeah, I'm Dan. This is Matt. You know.
Hi, Dan. My name
Hi,
is
I'm
Larry.
Dan.
Hi.
Hi, Larry.
I don't think you can hear people's names.
This is your name's Larry, isn't it?
That's my mommy.
I think we need to call the police.
If anyone out there, if anyone out there, oh no.
Okay, I
Matt
think,
left the door
okay,
open.
Clearly we have no security in the studio. When I own this, we had the best security. And now
it
we
looks
have,
like somebody else has broken into the studio. It's a very large.
I am now the security.
This man is very muscular.
Oh wow, he's like 8 feet tall. Put Larry down.
No.
Right now. Put Larry down.
Why is a woman named Larry?
I didn't want to even come to the studio.
You're in the studio now, and you're being carried by an Austrian man.
Yes.
Who are you?
My name.
He's gone silent.
He doesn't even know his own name.
Mister.
Put me down.
Put Jarge?
Yes, Jarge.
Jarge. Okay, so we have an 8 foot tall Austrian man named Jarge.
It's very unusual.
Picking up.
Hold on. If this is a TV show, can I please just say that I really like balloons, and I like the color blue, and I really like ice cream, and I really want some rice.
None of that is interesting.
That's not that. You're the worst.
No.
And now I'm the star of the TV show.
Larry, if you were on a podcast, we would fire you.
You're coming with me.
No, we don't want to take
We need
away.
To call the police right now.
I'm going
to
call the police.
There's literally a kidnapping.
I work for La Habra Security. Now it's the new
Larry,
security.
Hey, Larry, Larry.
What really said?
Larry, it sounds like this Austrian guy really knows his stuff. You should follow him out wherever he's going.
Yes. Come with
What's
me.
Your name? Jarge.
Jarge.
Jarge. I think he's established.
Are you affiliated with the NFL in any way?
No, I'm security for your studio. I was just hired yesterday.
Hang on. 1 second.
I think you weren't owning the studio yesterday. That was me.
So you hired
I did.
An Austrian
I
man
hired
named Jarge.
Jarge. Yes, I did.
You hired Jarge.
But and there's
hello,
a reason.
Matt. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
This
I'm glad you're here. I hired you.
Thank you for hiring me, Matt.
I thought that we'd have a great buddy cop comedy with you and this little girl.
No.
The large Austrian
so
man
the
and the little girl.
So the little girl is your doing too?
I'm
yes.
A boy. Okay, I'm a boy. Hold on.
Larry, buddy, Larry, you're clearly a boy. You have a crew cut.
I have no ability.
Can I just talk about my mommy for a second?
No, we don't want to talk about your stupid mommy.
Wow.
And my mommy told me I need to go with her, and then she said I will go and find some lollipops if I walk down the road.
Wait, was your mommy's name Nancy by any chance?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Well, you gotta be careful with those grass people.
Do you know my mommy?
No. Jarge, get rid of this. Get rid of Larry.
My name is Jarge.
Jarge, get rid of Larry right now.
No, candy.
It's okay. He's fine. He has candy.
Yes,
take him.
This is dangerous.
I have so many lollipops
Goodbye.
With so many different flavors.
Okay, that's
try
great. That's great, George. That's great. Goodbye, George. Goodbye, George. Okay.
George's lollipops.
All right, they're gone. They're gone. They've left the studio.
I don't know why they suddenly left, but we're very fortunate.
That's okay.
They didn't even get to sign the contracts for the buddy cop comedy.
Well, you can't just hire security guards and expect...
And children.
You can't just hire security guards and expect them to be part of your buddy cop
I'm not
movies.
Sure
that's
why.
How this works.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. You get something done. Sometimes.
You got nothing done except letting a minor into the studio and then having an Austrian guy bust in
that was
and then kidnap
creepy.
The child.
I think we might need to call the police.
I think the police are already on their way to arrest us.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
What did we do?
We allowed a kidnapping to happen.
Listen, I didn't hire Jarge to be our security guard. I hired him for the security guard part in the movie.
In the movie. We are a podcast, an audio podcast.
I thought we could branch out. I invested the entire wealth of the studio into the movie business.
You spent all of the podcast money for Jarge?
I did. He cost $1,000. That's all we had. I'm sorry.
Well, that's clearly all the time we have for that's this clear. Episode because we don't have any money for a streaming budget anymore.
We're
so
about to cut off.
That's it.
Oh, crap.
I guess maybe we'll see you next time.
We'll have to panhandle. Get your pan out.
All right. I guess I should go talk to that homeless man. Until then, I'm Dan.
And I'm Matt.
And that's it.
That's it. We're done.